welcome in to episode 83 of Vital Sports. I think that's what episode we're on. Listen, we talk about it all the time. Jordan has his flu game. Me and Dom have been battling with something over the last, four or five days. That's why we're doing it on Wednesday instead of Monday night. Dom, Chris, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to stay quarantined. I hope I can't catch a virus through the computer.
Yeah, a little computer virus joke. I like it. we're going to try to kind of push along here. It's been a rough couple days for me. And Dom, I know you've kind of been battling, but we'll get the show on the road. And we had
the best part is we haven't even seen each other either. Like,
no, we haven't.
So like we couldn't even got it from each other.
No. Like I know my sister has it. And I didn't even see her either, which is weird.
Right.
I think I picked it up on Thanksgiving. Somebody tested positive the day after Thanksgiving for the flu. So I think I got something there, but
yeah.
I wasn't on last week's show, and I know the week prior we were going to tease the top five list, top five sodas. I don't even really, we could go for it if you guys had a top five you wanted to throw out there.
I'll say this. I'm a basic bitch. I kind of just went with the basic like Pepsi, Coke, Sprite kind of thing. I said it to somebody, like, because I told somebody that, what my top five was recently, and they were like, oh, you don't do, like, Cherry Coke and all that stuff? And I'm like, I didn't even think of that. Like, I just thought we were just doing, like...
Really? Okay, see, now I
thought we were keeping it basic like that.
I got a little fancy.
Yeah, okay. I'm a big vanilla Coke guy.
Okay, I like it.
Vanilla, cream soda, anything like that, that would be my top.
I like it.
I can go top five real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
You guys, like, number five, it'll probably be like Sprite. Number four would be Canada Dry Ginger Ale. If that's
really
consider that a soda,
I would say so. Yeah,
I love ginger ale. Like, anytime I'm on a flight or something, like, get me a ginger ale.
Okay.
Number three, I'm gonna go regular Coke. Number two, I'm just going to go a cream soda, and I already said it, but number one is a vanilla Coke any day of the week. It could be out of the bottle. It could be from the stream. Whatever it is, just give me the vanilla Coke.
You
know what I do like? I whenever I have a cheesesteak, I like a canned soda.
Well, it gets colder than the bottles, the cans.
A nice Coke can with a side of chips. And a nice cheesesteak. Oh.
So I would rank, like, my favorite would be like that is true.
This is very specific. Coke from McDonald's slaps. Yeah. That is true. Except when they started, like, I don't know if it's very state to state, but I know like certain states have like certain laws. When they started changing the paper straws over here in Jersey, I don't have time for that. Get out of here.
I think that bottle would be like the worst for me, Brianna.
Inca-Cola, what is that?
Inca-Cola is good. It's a Peruvian soda that we had down in Disney World that it tastes like bubblegum. So,
dude, most of those fucking sodas are horrible.
Yeah, I know, but that one is good, and they also sell it in like...
Agreed, Michael, fuck paper straws.
They sell it in like some supermarkets, but it's good. But I hate... A bottle. A bottle is the worst way to go.
You know what I do? You know what I think is my favorite? I did say I like the can. You know what I think is actually my favorite? Fountain. I think obviously, if it's not like sometimes they have to add like the chemicals and stuff and like the syrup, but like, you know, if it's all like fresh and ready to go, then I think that's my favorite way.
100%. Doug asks, will Dom clean that room by episode 100?
Bro. I hate to break it to you, but like, it kind of is clean. This is just my storage room, so like, there's just boxes everywhere. So, I don't know.
Dom, did you want to give the top five list?
Rattle them off. If my phone didn't die yet, it's all 1%.
Every time we come on the show, your phone's dead.
I know.
It never fails.
Hold on. Where did I put it? Okay. Yeah, so I just did like a top five. My five, Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Four, root beer.
Okay.
What kind? Three, A&W, what kind of root beer? You got matters.
I don't know.
Mugs and
Stewart's is the right way to go, personally. Stewart's is incredible.
Yeah, I think probably Stewart's, yeah.
Or like Stewart's cream soda. Oh, so good.
I don't know if I've ever had cream. I don't know. Three Pepsi, you know, just I'm basic. I'm a basic bitch.
That's fine.
Two Sprite and one Coke.
Okay. That is pretty basic.
And now Mike's going to get all bougie with us.
I'm going to get a little bougie. So, number five, Orange Fanta.
Okay.
Okay.
Orange soda is great. Number four, Coke. Number three and two kind of go. They kind of go together. But number three, Dr. Pepper cream soda. It's incredible. It's I have a case upstairs. It's so good. And the number two, just the classic Dr. Pepper. And the number one, the greatest drink ever. And I don't even like Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew Baja Blast is incredible. It's so good.
So that's like what's that? Sprite and like.
It's Mountain Dew. I don't even know. It's Mountain Dew. It's Mountain Dew Baja Blast, and it's like it's exclusive to Taco Bell.
But you can
get it other places if you find it in certain stores somewhere. But I like it's exclusive to Taco Bell.
I think it's literally just Blue Powerade and Mountain Dew.
Really?
Mixed.
I'm gonna have to try that.
Like somebody I follow on TikTok like does that like
really
like weird like drinks and stuff like he'll like mix stuff, and somebody said if you mix them, it tastes just like it. So I'm assuming it's very similar.
I'll have to try that because it is so good. I did have... Hold on, we're getting some comments. When is Dom doing the YouTube challenge? He coincidentally never responded to the text weeks ago.
I'm over here battling for my life this week, and he's worried about a chip.
That's fair. That's a good point. I did have another top five for next week if you guys kind of wanted to hear what my top five is. So obviously Friday... They put out this song, The Eagles, not the other band, the Philly Eagles, right?
Yes.
Jason Kelce, Mylotta, and Lane Johnson. So top five Christmas songs. I know, Dom, you're a big Christmas song guy.
I already got them. Yeah.
Already?
I probably have a list, yeah.
But this song, I mean, it obviously slaps, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right, we can move on, but I think Christmas songs is the way to go.
So wait, are we doing... top five best or top five worst?
I would say your top five favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, favorite. Top five favorite. Right. And then after that, favorite. We could do movie, too. We could do Christmas movie the week after or
100%.
As we get closer.
100%. And
can we just... What is the worst Christmas song, though, that you guys...
The worst Christmas song
I'll
is...
I'll tell you right now what the right answer is.
Is it Wings and Paul McCartney simply having the one most...
No, I actually like that song. I'll tell you the worst possible Christmas song, and I sound like an asshole. It's the one about the kids in Africa.
Shoes. Oh no!
Yeah,
no.
Okay,
because that's all my worst ones. But I don't know what one you're talking about.
So it's like Band-Aid or whatever.
I don't
like
know what
from
is.
The '80s. Yeah. No. Don't they know it's Christmas time?
It sounds familiar. Okay. I have two that I think are on my worst is. The Christmas Shoes, just depressing, and it doesn't make any sense. And Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, I love that song.
I hate Bruce Springsteen, and I'm probably alone, but I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen guy.
I also hate John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
I love that song.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like war, right? It's not even about Christmas.
No, it's about war being over.
Yeah, that's not Christmas.
Yeah,
it
is.
Takes place.
I mean, like
I never heard it, so I don't know.
Yeah, you know the song.
I have. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get into it next week. We'll dive in.
Absolutely. So, speaking of Christmas songs, and I know that's a weird transition, I got to tell you about our sponsor. We talk about it on the show all the time. It's never too early to play holiday music, play Christmas music. We are big fans of Christmas music, all fired up. And listen, it's also never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or a friend in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then at Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and use the code FIREDUP for free shipping and 20% off. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls. I like that. It helps you. I got that one. I have to say it again. It helps you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. The Platinum Package has each product from the best-selling performance package, plus the Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer and the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature a proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. There's also a 4000K LED light on it, so you can light you can light the way like Rudolph. Now that you've groomed the candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer. With the Platinum Package Shower Products, all the Manscaped shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan, and made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner can solve stank problems all day long. Once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. The Platinum Package 4.0 sitting under the tree is guaranteed to put anyone in the holiday spirit. And for the perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new body buffer, an incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating easy and a lot cleaner than that old loofah. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code FIREDUP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code FIREDUP. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays. All right, so the Eagles game Sunday night against the Packers, 40-33. And that was kind of when my sickness began. So, like, most of the third quarter, I was passed out. So I didn't really see much of the third quarter. But my overall opinion of the game is the Eagles have multiple opportunities to make that an absolute blowout. Like, they just kept letting the Packers into the game.
Yeah, I think, Aaron Rodgers always, when he was in there, like, you can never count him out. And
true.
The Eagles' run defense, truthfully, is, like, really a worry for me. I don't know what Derrick Henry is going to do this week to them, but before we get to that, I think, like, there were some calls in there on the defense where they tried to get a little fancy on the blitzes, and Rodgers is just way too quick at his throws to get them out on in enough time. And then Jordan Love comes in and throws that touchdown. And I think that's just one of those things where you got to tip your hat. Like, you weren't game planned against him. I know you should be able to just shut him down, but you knew that something like that was going to happen. I thought he was going to come in and get one touchdown. I think Jalen Hurts, though, really just looked fantastic as a quarterback, but just as a leader, like, to be able to just take that game on his shoulders and just carry them the victory.
I agree. I wish I would have saw him throw the ball a little bit more. I kind of felt like for the most part he was fine. I think I don't know. I think there were some points where, like, I felt like he could throw the ball and he felt like he had to run, and that kind of worries me in a sense, because I think we've seen that the last couple weeks, against Washington, against Indy, and now against Green Bay, where, like, I felt, though, that, like, watching the replay, you see a guy open down the field or two guys open, and he's kind of reverting back to that, like, I'm just going to run the ball now because it's easier, I guess. But, you know, he had a couple really good throws. What was that Sunday night, you know? The Quez Watkins touchdown was an unbelievable throw.
Yep.
Yeah. There was a couple more I can't think of, or I can't remember. But, I think overall he's fine. AJ Brown touchdown was really good too. Overall, I think he was fine. It was nothing spectacular. I think too many people were worried too that like about this win. Like, people are worried, not worried about the win, but like they put up 40. You know what I mean? Like the offense did their job. I think Hurts ran for a record, right? He broke Vic's record.
Eagles record, yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, Vic, was it 154 or 157?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, that was cool. I think the defense is a little bit of a concern now that, you know, CJ Gardner-Johnson goes down. He's probably going to be out a couple weeks. And trying to stop that run next week. You know, hopefully Jordan Davis, they cleared him today to practice. So there's a chance he could play Sunday. But we'll see.
You rush him back for this? I think at this point
he's ready. He's ready.
He's ready. Okay.
What's that?
You would like put your foot pedal down, like let's just get him back right into to like.
If he's ready, yeah. If he's like 50-50, maybe not, but like if he's closer to 100, like because he's probably never going to be 100 during the season, 100% ready physically. But like if he's closer to 100, then probably.
Yeah, right. I'm actually starting to think. I know you guys are. I don't know if you guys have been like the Avante Maddox injury is starting to like. When is this dude coming back? Because Josiah Scott just gets torched out there.
Yeah.
And
No,
you're good though.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's the whole secondary is kind of just, you know, aside from Bradbury and Slay, it's just, you know. Was he the one that had the pick, the first pick?
It was Scott off of Slay's deflection, yeah.
Right.
And then blank.
But yeah,
the second one.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's becoming a concern.
You know what else is a huge concern that I don't think a lot of people really focus in and talk about? I think the Eagles this year may win the NFC Championship, and Michael Clay will be fired. No matter, they may win the Super Bowl, and Michael Clay will be fired. Their special teams is horrendous.
Yeah,
terrible. They are really bad. So bad. They don't like. They don't fill the lanes correctly. They don't tackle. They don't, like, return correctly. Britton Covey, I don't even know what he's doing on the team anymore. Like, just put Greg Ward back there and let him return punts. At least, you know, you got a guy that you could use a gadget play on if you needed him to come in and run a gadget play. Like, I don't know what they're thinking is. Now Boston Scott's back there returning kicks.
Really quick. Let's go back to the Washington game before we cover any more of the Green Bay. The last before, so Heinicke comes out, he gets sacked. He, you know, they throw the flag on Brandon Graham or whatever. If that's fourth down, I have a feeling Devontae Smith returns that punt.
Yeah, absolutely, because at least you get some sort of jolt of energy in there.
Right.
Covey just his hand goes up the minute it goes in the air. Like I don't know if he just doesn't want to mess up. He doesn't, but like. Got to have some faith in yourself.
It's just another one of those, you know, preseason guys where, like, he was supposed to be this, like, you know, who was it a couple of years ago? What's that?
I said he's supposed to be like Vince Papale.
Yeah. Like, it was like everybody was talking about him in the preseason. It's like, this dude does nothing. Like,
yeah, that just shows you how hard it is in the NFL, no matter how good you are in a preseason.
Yeah.
It just special teams worries me. You get it against a team that has a good returner. Like, I had no idea who this kid was for Green Bay, and he was getting like 40 yards every time. Like, you're starting at the 40.
Yeah.
Just kick the ball out of bounds at that point.
Yeah, he was running all over him. Christian Watson's fast as shit. I'll say that.
That dude's going to be good once he realizes how to catch the ball every time it's thrown to him.
Yeah.
Because it's a brick catch.
When was he, like, drafted? Like, did he just kind of come out of nowhere?
Second round, I think.
Second? Okay.
Yeah, second round.
No, he was like, a top five or six receiver coming out this year.
He pulled him out of A&M, right? Texas
No,
A&M.
Watson is North Dakota State, isn't it? Isn't he?
Oh, he was North Dakota State. Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
If he honestly, if he would have played for like Texas A&M or even like a lower SEC school like Arkansas or is Arkansas SEC?
Yes.
Okay, so even if he played for like Arkansas, he probably could have been a higher second or late first.
He was
I think because he played for North Dakota.
He was the second pick of the second round.
Oh, okay. So I was way off. I thought he was like mid to late.
No, he was round two, pick 34 overall. So the second pick. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, never mind. Forget what I said.
Yeah.
I also think, like, I know you were talking about Hurts running a little more. You think that a lot of that has to do with no Goddard, Dom?
It could be. Well, when did Goddard go down? Was that Washington
game?
Yep. Yeah, it's possible.
Like, he doesn't have his safety blanket, so his safety blanket is him just tucking it and going.
Right, but what about last? Well, I guess we're not going to bring up last year because he, you know, he changed a lot. But yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I think he's eligible to come back week 15, I believe.
Yeah, and again, with these guys, do you even, like with CJ, GJ, like, do you even, like, lacerated kidney, like, do you, like, you don't need to come back until, like, playoffs, right? Like, do you even force him back to get him, maybe, I guess, in game mode, you'd want him back a little bit, like.
So what are we're going into week 13, right?
Yes.
Okay, so. I say they give him like 3-4 weeks.
So I think that's week 17. Like, this is
right.
That might matter. Put him out there though, just to get some game time.
Yeah, I look kind of like a week 18 where like it doesn't matter, but like maybe we play a couple guys for a quarter or two, and like just to kind of get them, you know, in game. But yeah, Listen, if they're like a 500 team, or like if they're two games out of a division and a tight division, if they're the Giants right now, he probably comes back as soon as he possibly can. But they're in first place in the NFC, NFC East. Like, not that there's not a rush to come back, and not that we don't want him to come back as soon as possible. But like I think they have a little bit of leeway there. Like, I think they have a little bit of a cushion. So I think they should let him rest 2-4 weeks. Until he's, you know, closer to 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with that. Again, I'm struggling, so I'm going to try to keep this episode a little on the short side. So, anything else Eagles-wise before we, if there's anything else to talk about at all, or Phillies, offseason, anything?
Who wants to set the over-under for Derrick Henry rushing yards against the Eagles? Does anybody know?
I could find it. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Real quick, so I'm going to Boston this weekend. I'm watching the game at an Eagles bar on Sunday. So that should be pretty fun.
Okay. Are you guys going away for that, like, anniversary?
Yeah.
Hold on, I can't find it right now. Do they not have the parlays up?
It might be too early. Props? No, it's not too early. I'm thinking it's Monday. No,
that's what I'm saying.
It should be up.
I don't see them.
Maybe it's still a little early. Who knows? Maybe. Mike, did you get a chance? I wanted to bring your attention to this. Did you get a chance to rate my team versus Dom's team last week? You listen?
No.
Oh, man, that was
fun. Wow, you didn't listen to our show.
I mean, to be fair, I was kind of in the hospital and my daughter was being born. So,
you had a whole week.
That sounds like an excuse.
You had a whole 9 days.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think.
Instead, you chose to get sick and sleep and.
Yeah, there wasn't much sleep going on, but. Yeah, what'd you
all right, do? All right. We did. See, this is why I write things down.
Yep. I write them too, but mine dies. So
we did a favorite team of all time, right? That's what we did. It was our favorite team of all time.
So basically, like if an alien team came from, you know, some strange planet and said we got to play you guys in baseball, dead or alive, doesn't matter. Bring out your best, and whoever wins conquers Earth. I kind of made that up, but...
Yeah, no, that was kind of what it was. So I'm going to read you my team, all right? And then I'll read you Dom's team. So I had Bonds in left field, Richie Ashburn in center field, Tony Gwynn in right field, Frank Thomas, DH, Yadi catching, Albert Pujols at first, Craig Biggio at second, Jeter at shortstop, Chipper Jones at third, Randy Johnson, John Smoltz, Pedro Martinez... And Trevor
three starters. Yeah.
And Trevor Hopkins. Nice.
Okay. All right. Then, what was Dom's team?
Dom's got Williams, Mays, and Aaron as his three.
Okay. I like it.
Big Poppy, Johnny Bench, Albert Pujols, Joe Morgan, Jeter, Schmidt, Koufax, Martinez, Maddux, and Mariano Rivera.
Ooh. That's close.
Imagine your outfield, Ted Williams, Willie Mays, and Hank Aaron.
Yeah, I think I lean Dom's team. I'll be honest.
Really? He thought you were going to go me because of Bonds.
I do love Bonds. And to be fair,
on the show last week, even though you didn't listen, I said, I did say, that's fine, you know. We could put the cheaters on the team because we need to save the earth. You know,
that's true. That's a good point.
No, I was cool with Bonds. The only reason I didn't really put Bonds is because I knew Chris was going to put Bonds, so I kind of wanted to.
You also put Pujols on yours, and you know.
We both did.
But Dom's talking about cheaters, so I mean, he also put Pujols on there. I know he's never been like. Found guilty of like cheating or accused even, but like he kind of came out of nowhere this year and like did numbers he probably shouldn't do. I'm just saying.
That sounds like
100. I mean, look what he did. What was it? 2 years ago? It's not, you know.
I'm just saying.
He hit like 20 homers like 2 years ago.
I'm just saying.
Ugh. And then we also did. So you could agree. Listen,
he cheated. He cheated to beat A-Rod. So I'm good with that.
We also did a list of who we think are top in the game right now. So do you want to see if you agree with
it? We did this together.
Okay, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
So left field, Yordan Alvarez. Okay. Center field, Mike Trout. Right.
Still, I don't know.
All right, well, who do you got? Who do you got if it's not Trout?
I have to think about it. I really do.
Okay. Right field, we kind of went back and forth on this, but we went with Judge in right field.
Okay.
DH, we went Harper.
Okay.
Catcher, JT. First base, Freddie Freeman.
I don't know if I agree with JT, personally.
Okay, who are you going to catcher?
I think Salvador Perez is probably better.
Okay, I mean, he's hit or miss, though, for this. It's either a hit all season or it's an off season for him.
For sure. But I think when he's hot, I think he's better than...
Oh, yeah, when he's on, he's on. But when he's not, he sucks.
Yeah.
First base, we went Freddie Freeman. Second base, we went Altuve. Shortstop, we went Trey Turner. Third base, Arenado.
You didn't go Goldschmidt first base?
We did. Since we went Freeman at first, we went Arenado at third. The other talk would have been going Goldschmidt first and Machado at third.
Okay.
We also talked about Bregman too, possibly.
We did talk about Bregman, but
I feel like Arenado, he's got 10 straight gold gloves. We should probably put him at third.
No, for sure. Yeah. I agree with that.
Our pitchers we went. Now this is where it might be a little like, do you like these guys or not? But DeGrom, Verlander, and Verlander was a tough one for us, and then Alcantara.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't have any issues with that.
And then Hader as our closer.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably fair. I know he struggled a little bit when he went to San Diego, but, I mean, he still has it.
That was fun last week. That was fun to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently I missed it. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, we'll do an NFL one. You can do a hockey one. I'll just copy what you say, yeah.
Sounds good.
Mike, you go first.
All right, sounds good.
Writing down as you're going.
I can do it right now.
Is Mario Lemieux any of them?
Wait.
I thought we were talking about best in the game right now.
Oh, no, I couldn't answer that at all.
Really quick. Mario Lemieux, yes, is one of the greatest players ever, yes.
Really quick. You know what I was just thinking? I was thinking about this the other day. It is so crazy, and I know we're like trying to keep this short, but really quick. It is so crazy that in three of the four major sports, basketball, baseball, football, right? Everyone in the world has a different answer about who the best in the world is. There is no question ever who the best in hockey history is. Isn't it crazy how there's just never a debate about that? Like, it's just always Gretzky. Like,
believe it or not, there's some people that say he wasn't.
But like, Maybe because if you look
at his like highlights, like he doesn't have anything that jumps off the page. It's not these highlight reel. He doesn't have like the. He wasn't the most skilled player of all time. He was just really smart. So there are some people that would put Mario above him. Sure, I disagree, but the stats speak for themselves.
But I'm just saying, if you get most of the people in this world, it's like LeBron or Michael or in baseball, it's Babe Ruth or Ted Williams or Barry Bonds or whoever.
Sure.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Football, it's Brady or Montana whoever. And most people, it's just like, yeah, Gretzky. I just think it's kind of, it's fucking
he's
funny.
Just, like, he's just got stats that like will never be broken. Like, you could take away every goal he's ever scored, and he still leads the entire NHL in points. Like, it's stupid. So.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny.
That is funny. You guys got anything else? Any Phillies? I mean, I know DeGrom rumors came out today, and I know, Dom, you had a hot take about it.
Oh, I didn't have a hot take.
It seemed pretty hot.
I rephrased what I said.
Fair.
So at first I said I wouldn't want it. But the only reason I said it was because I just haven't been mentally prepared for going after DeGrom. So I don't think I was really ready to hear that. Like, you said it to us, I was like, oh, that's weird.
And I don't know how Phillies, true it is, but...
Right. The Phillies might be interested in DeGrom. Like, that's kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
So, obviously, I'd take it. You know, they're trying to win. So, he's got what? How old is he? 33?
34, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got, you know, a couple more years. He could cheat a little bit. Add a couple more years on his arm. So, I was more like surprised, like, oh, why? Like, why? Like, not why, but like, I just wasn't expecting it.
No, that's fair. I gotcha.
So, are we in agreement that the Phillies are probably going to get Turner? What do we think?
It sounds like they're the favorites.
Yeah, they're going to bring in one of them, you know, whether it be Turner, Correa, Bogarts or Swanson, but I would love Trey Turner. You know, we've talked about it.
Yep, absolutely.
And what about being able to speak through Harper getting the Tommy John surgery? Like, and they're saying what, May? He could be back by May.
He'll be back to being able to like hopefully swing a bat and throw a ball by May. I don't think he's back until. What do you call it? All-Star break.
That sucks.
It does, but it's got to get done.
Mute.
So, like,
Mike, you're on mute, Mike.
Yeah.
I am on mute. I said I don't even think it's to like throw. I think it's just to swing the bat, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's just to swing the bat in May. So like, he's probably de-aging most, if not all, the year next year.
Well, he's getting the surgery. Why would he get the surgery if he can't throw?
What do you mean? That's a good question. I'm not a doctor, Dom. I'm not a doctor. But that's what I thought.
Surgery? Yeah. No, I think he's going to be physically ready to do baseball activities in May. I don't think they're going to let him come back until like June or July. Like, I don't think he's going to be ready until.
That's going to suck.
Yeah. At least that's what I'm reading. I don't know if that's their plan, but like, that's like the speculation is that like by like the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Which it does suck, but like, he's kind of got to get the surgery and, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it kind of sucks though, just for the electricity in that crowd, just to have him out there.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Mike, tomorrow's your deadline, and it might happen. They lost to the Cavs tonight.
The
Cavs are good though.
But tomorrow's your December 1st deadline.
Yeah, that's you're true. In big trouble.
That is true. Well, it's gonna happen tonight or tomorrow. I got this.
Oh, I was at that Brooklyn game, guys. Did I tell you I went?
Yeah. How was that?
It was actually a good game. It was. You know, they played well in it, and Ben Simmons quietly played well. I think he had a double-double. He had a double-double in the game. They lost.
That's nothing, though.
It is nothing.
Triple-doubles are – and we're talking about double-double here, which most guys get every night anyway. Or not most guys, but, you know, Embiid gets double-doubles every night. I think triple doubles in general are kind of overrated, but I mean, if you're going out there and you're putting up 40, 15, and 13, like that's okay. Like that's, you know, kind of absurd, but like, I don't know. Fuck Ben Simmons.
Agreed. You guys got anything else before we get out of here? I want to keep this a little short. I'm struggling.
You're good.
Dom, will you be on Monday's show? I know you're going out to Boston. You're gonna be back.
Yeah, I'll be back. I think we land at like 4:30.
Okay.
Are you flying to Boston?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a 30-40 minute flight.
No, it's like an hour and a half, I think.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
That seems crazy. You're in the air an awful long time for such short distance.
I flew when Brianna's grandfather passed away. I flew up to where they meet in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. So that's up there. And that was 45 minutes.
I don't know. The flight today. That's because you're going from here to here. We're going like this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It says an hour and a half. My wife flew there last year. I think she said it was like an hour, if that, maybe.
Yeah.
So if they say an hour and a half, it could be. But again, that was in the summer. So, like, the winter, it gets a little.
Yeah, harder.
You know, windy and, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. But yeah. I land at, like, 4:30.
Cool.
So, I'll be on Monday night.
Sounds good.
Before we get out of here, I just want to give my buddy Shuvi a shout-out. He just got engaged in Bruges, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
He took his fiance over there and got engaged. So
big shout,
congrats!
Big shout to my boy Shuvi. Dude, fucking he came back in the fantasy league. He was down and out. He was down and out in last place, and now he's in like fourth.
I know, and I'm on a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah,
am I playing you this week? I hope so.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm tearing shit up.
I'm playing Shuvi this week, so.
I'm tearing shit up in the Golden Mike League. That I do.
Did you just beat me?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm third place now, or fourth, right around there.
Are you back into fantasy?
My one league I'm not. The one league can fuck off. and then that league, I mean, sure, because my team's decent, so, you know. We'll see what happens next year. Who knows?
Yeah.
You're not ruling it out?
I'm not ruling out a return, no.
All right.
I'm gonna Tom Brady the situation. I'll keep it quiet. So, all right, you guys ready to get out of here?
Yeah, man.
Yep.
All right, we'll see everybody Monday. Go Birds.